You're listening to the Nate Lull Podcast. Download each new episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And now, here's Nate.
It's episode 210 today here on the Nate Lull Podcast. Thanks for checking back, everybody. I'm your host, Nate Lull. And all winter, I wanted to do another wrestling episode, and it finally came together. I was able to bring on Sydney 7th grade wrestling phenom Bella Phelps, as well as her coach, Tony Ferreira. It's the second time we've had coach on, and he's probably my favorite expert to talk to locally about wrestling, so great to have both of them on. Bella is a phenom. Everybody around town, around the MAC, around Section 4, was talking about this young 7th grade girl wrestler in the Sydney program. Bella had a fantastic year and went on to take third place in her weight class in the first annual New York State Girls Wrestling Tournament. So there was a big buzz around town, and I wanted to bring her in and talk to her about her experience, but the future is really bright for Bella, and she's just a fun person to talk to, and to have her and Tony in the studio together was great. Tony knows the history of our area, not only in Sydney, but of just all across Section 4. And the way he talks about Bella, the relationship that they have, it's going to be a really fun next 5 years, 8th grade through senior year for Bella, to see what she can do. It already appears that she could have a bright future beyond high school and into college, and maybe beyond that even. So it's weird to think about Bella being 12 years old. There's all these expectations on her already, but the way she handles it, how mature she is, really blew my mind, and it was so great to have a chance to talk with her today. Before we jump into today's interview, I want to thank all our special sponsors here on the Nate Lull Podcast, specifically today, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. Sean LaRose and his staff are big supporters of the Sydney wrestling program and wrestling throughout our area, so a big thank you to Waste Recovery Enterprises. Some other sponsors today include NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, we have SFCU, Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta, Certified Auto Outlet also of Oneonta, Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown, Certified Financial Planner Ed Curley, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, New York Pizzeria of New Berlin. We also have Awestruck Ciders, Covered Bridge Farm Market in Unadilla, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, Advantage Maytag Home Appliance Center in Oneonta, the SUNY Delhi Golf Management Program, Springbrook, and Stewart Shops. All right, episode 210 today, again with 7th grade Sydney wrestler Bella Phelps and her coach Tony Ferreira. I hope you'll enjoy this one on the Nate Lull Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Today is episode 210 here on the Nate Lull Podcast. Two guests in studio to talk wrestling because it's been way too long since we've done it. So, Coach, we have you back again, Tony Ferreira, Sydney wrestling coach. Your first episode was a hit, Coach, so we're glad to have you back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we also have the one that everybody's talking about here in Sydney and around the Section 4 wrestling world, Sydney 7th grader Bella Phelps. Bella, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, Coach, I wanted to start with you because this is a great journey for Bella this year, making third at the New York State Girls Wrestling Tournament. But kind of just to get it back to the beginning, when you first heard that the state was thinking about doing this girls wrestling tournament, I mean, you've been around for 30-plus years around this game. What was your initial thoughts? Could they pull it off? What was going through your head?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the other states around our country were growing big with the girls, and we knew it was just a matter of time before New York State got larger And, you know, over the last probably 5 years, we've seen the girls kind of multiply in the boys' division. And it, we just knew it was a matter of time, like you just said, before they had the girls, their sole division. And having Bella come in, I mean, she wrestled for Luke Higley in the Basement Brawlers, and I knew we had her coming. I knew she was special. And being it was my first year with her, we had to learn a lot about each other. And I told her mom and dad early on, they said, you know, we're thinking maybe we'll just do modified. And I said, no, I have a vision. I want her up, you know. And dad's like, well, what's your vision? And I said, she can be the first six-time girls section champ. Knowing that we were going to wrestle the boys all year, because we didn't have a girls division like for duels and girls tournaments, there wasn't quite enough. But we knew at the end of the year, they did it like 2 years ago, I think, is when they started the girls section championships. I knew at the end of the year we were going to enter her in the girls and go for that section title. And I knew this year they were going to do the girls' first New York State tournament. So that was our goal.
Bella, perfect timing for you to start your varsity career the first year they have this tournament. But for you, when coach said, I want to have you on varsity, were you nervous? How did you feel when you got that call or that had that chat with coach about, I want you to be on varsity as a seventh grader? How'd you feel?
It was a little scary because I wasn't as dedicated in wrestling as I was now, but I kind of just like went with the flow and then just really ended up loving it.
I mean, it had to be scary. I mean, Tone, we see it all the time, I guess, at the boys, but I shouldn't say all the time, but, you know, it's got to be tough for a seventh grader to come in and compete right away at the varsity level. Does it take a special athlete to do that?
It does, but, you know, a lot of them, when they're young and being around it as many years as I have, you notice raw talent, and she's one of them kids that was pure. And just gifted. So wrestling the boys all year, I knew was just going to get her ready. I didn't care if we got beat by all of them. And I think we ended up like 10-3 against the boys.
That's what I got you, yeah.
But, I mean, she going to the state tournament when we went, like in I knew that she was going to be ready because we had to wrestle the boys all year.
10-3 with 5 pins against the boys.
Yes.
So any idea what your record was against girls?
She had 2 losses, correct? We got beat at the Southern Tier Tournament, and then we lost at the States, and then came back and beat that girl for 3rd.
That's great.
I want to say 15-2, maybe?
Yeah, 15-2, I think.
Heck of a year.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the state tournament, Bella, just can you remember back when you fell in love with wrestling for the first time? What made you want to try wrestling instead of soccer or basketball or something else?
My friends all did wrestling, and they always were at tournaments. They were always talking about it, so I kind of just wanted to go. Like, they're my neighbors where I used to practice at the Basement Brawlers, and I just wanted to go up to a practice and try it, and I just went up for a practice, and I just ended up loving it. So I asked my dad if I could start wrestling, and he said yeah.
It's got to be tough as a parent to let your kid at that young age. Tone, we were just talking about this in the hallway. You go to these youth tournaments and, you know, in wrestling, there's no participation trophies, right? I mean, you're going to go in there and it's going to be tough. You're going to have to grind it out. Someone wins, someone loses. So to see these kids at a young age, like it really is a good life lesson for them to see what it's all about at such a young age, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a survivor sport, man. And like I told you, Nate, you go to these peewee tournaments and that parent, again, when they approach me and I just thought, you know, what's the easiest way to explain to them how special this sport is and how it's not for just everybody is you have 300 kids and I do a little circle and kind of say, well, there's 300 kids here, 150 will survive, the other 150 won't. Well, what do you mean by that? I said, you see the kid crying over here that lost 4 out of 5 and there's a kid over here that won 4 out of 5. I said, even at that young age, they understand what losing is. And wrestling's just, at the end of the day, you're wrestling for an individual win where it is a team sport, but it's not. You know what I mean? You're wrestling for that into getting your hand raised. So getting your hand raised is the greatest feeling in the world, and not is the worst. So these kids, if they can grow and weather the storm, you know, and the ones you see at the high school level now are the ones that weathered the storm. They made it. And there's very few that are gifted. I was a gifted. I'm not going to say I didn't work hard to be a two-time state champ and go to college and take third in the country. I busted my butt, but I was one of the gifted ones. And Bella is gifted. You know, I mean, she's got it.
Bella, what's it like for you to wrestle against the boys? I think people, outsiders that aren't in the wrestling world, walk in the gym and they say, here's a girl wrestling against a boy. Like, oh, this is not scary. I guess scary is not the right word, but it's, you don't see it every day. What's it like from your perspective to wrestle against the boys? Do you like doing it? Because when you win, it's got to be a special feeling.
Yeah, I actually love wrestling against the boys because I know, like, especially in postseason when I go to wrestle girls, wrestling boys all year just really helps me. And just like the mindset, if you like go out there and win, it just feels so good.
Have you had any boys on the mat? This is something I'm curious about. Talk any crap to you, you know, like, oh, this is this girl, I'm gonna beat her. Do you find any of that, or are they pretty nice to you?
For the most part, they're really nice, and they, like, most of them respect it, but once in a while you do catch one that's very cocky, and then they get upset when
when you beat them.
Well, you know, you're from the MAC league. We're a small area wrestling. We produce a lot of great wrestlers, you know. I mean, Darren Florence, I mean, we have a lot of them. You know, K.K. Cole from Unitigo. We have great kids, Trevor and Luke DeMont. Everybody knows everybody, and everybody knows Bella. So the boys that had to come out when we sent her out in a dual meet, I could see that, the fear. I don't know if it was so much fear, but concern of, wow, man, I got to wrestle Bella. And
she's good.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, she had two great matches against the Barnard kid from Bainbridge Guilford Afton, who I think is going to be a pretty good stick of wood, and we beat him by a couple points each time. McNaught was a little, but McNaught, he's been around forever. He gets it. He knows that Bella's good, you know, and unfortunately, until we get big, and we're getting big fast, the girls, Bella's going to be wrestling these boys all year. When I need to send her out in a duel, or I need these tournaments we go to, the Clyde Cole, the Keystone, she can enter them tournaments. She's going to enter them tournaments. We're going to wrestle her all year. And then at the end, we're going to go to the state tournament. And I mean, I'm thinking that, and we have to wait and see. The rules change every year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have enough girls to have a girls tournament at, like, the tournaments that we go to. The girls are just going to have to enter with the boys. But I don't know if Bella's going to, they're going to have a qualifier for her to go to the States is what I'm thinking is going to happen soon. She's going to have to qualify out of Section 4 to go to the girls state tournament. Our qualifier this year was, we had to go to Oneonta.
That's what I was going to ask.
All our representatives were there. Certain coaches were there. Brandon McQuinney, that runs our girls association through Section 4, he was there. Bella had to go wrestle all the best girls that wanted to compete at the state tournament. And she had to wrestle them all that day. And we beat them all. We beat Elena Gumbel, who Bella ended up wrestling in the section final. She's a senior out of Shenango Forks. Her dad's a big shot in wrestling, has been for years, Rick Gumbel. And so Bella won that tournament, and that gave us our spot to the state tournament. There were 454 girls, I think was the number. They whittled it down to like 208 that went to the state tournament.
Wow.
So they had to start somewhere, and this is how they did it this year. So next year, they're probably going to have a section qualifier. You know, maybe they'll take the top three out of Section 4 to the state tournament like they did this year, but they did it in a funny way. They had the girls' state tournament first and then the section tournament last.
It's kind of unique. You guys are on the really the forefront of this, that they're figuring it out as we go.
Yeah.
But again, over 450 girls.
Yeah.
This sport has some good numbers to it.
In the state tournament, it was run to a T, just like the boys. They had an opening ceremony. There were 16 girl brackets. So Bella had 16 girls in her bracket, preliminaries, quarter, semifinals. You know, they did it just like it was really nice. Onondaga Community College, beautiful facility.
Oh, it's great.
You know?
Really nice.
It was just amazing. Like I said, we learned a lot about each other in that weekend. We learned a lot about each other. To see what she did probably topped any of
your boys. Coach, you're getting choked up, and I totally get it, because here's this young star, and you're going to get to have a lot of time with her going forward, and it's got to be a pretty special relationship. Bella, what does this guy mean to you here, your coach?
Yeah, I mean, he's my coach, but, like, after my first season with him, like, we really become together, and we've learned a lot about each other, and he's, like, becoming family to me. Like, I can trust him, and he can trust me.
Speaking of trust, you got to trust your teammates here. Yeah. And when I came up to your send-off that they had for you for states, all those guys came piling out of the school, and they're giving you hugs, they're giving you high fives. And Trevor Harrington gave you a big hug right before you got in the van to take off, and the whole school's there cheering for you. What did he say to you? What was his advice?
Yeah, and Trevor was telling me to keep my head up. I'm in seventh grade. I have 5 more years to go. I just need to wrestle my butt off, and if I lose, I just need to keep going.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
What's it like getting to train with those guys day in and day out? Guys who are vets who have been there, like Luke, like Trevor, guys on this team, they've kind of taken you under their wing.
Yeah, they have, and it's really fun. Practices are fun, but they also work me pretty hard.
I bet.
Yeah, they're our leaders. They were my two captains, the two seniors, and they took Bella under their wing, made her feel comfortable, you know, what they're supposed to do.
Coach, you've seen a lot of the great ones come through, and I think, I'm guessing that's why you get emotional here, because it's like, it's not every day you see talent like this. And
no. I coached a lot of section and state champions at the different programs that I've been at. And I mean, her performance was like a state championship. I mean, we lost in the quarters to Hannah McCarley. She majored us, and to come back, win 4 in a row, and then beat her for 3rd and 4th, 4-0, was stellar.
Bella, how bad did you want to have a chance to wrestle her again in that third place match?
I really knew that I could beat her. I just wasn't feeling good that match. Like, I just overall was not, like, I was run down. I was tired. And then I knew I wrestled all those matches all back, and I came back from a third place match, and I saw the bracket, seen I had to wrestle her. And one of my really good friends, Ryan Kraft, pulled me over, and she saw what she kept doing to me. She saw what she was hurting me with. So Ryan Kraft walked through all the motions she kept doing to me and kept hurting me with. And I went back in that third place match, and I really, really wanted it. And I just went back and won it.
Amazing that when you look at who you wrestled in the state tournament, all juniors and seniors, you're in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Do you think about that at all? Or are you just like, whoever's out there, that's who I'm going to wrestle, and the age doesn't matter?
It's kind of like 50-50, because you look at some of these girls, like, you'll see, like, a 7th or an 8th grader here and there, but they're mostly juniors and seniors, but it doesn't really bother me, because if they're at my weight, then it's fair game. Like, you're just going to have to go out there and either suck it up or work your ass off.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And, like, it's crazy to see, like, most of these girls, going to nationals and placing at nationals, going to all these big tournaments and placing at them.
Have you had to wrestle anybody that maybe you've looked up to as kind of a role model that you've been watching since you were in youth, and you're like, wow, now I'm wrestling that person?
Yeah, that happens with a lot of my teammates, actually, because ever since I was young, I've always, like, had a lot of friends in the wrestling community, and just going out there to wrestle them just really hurts, because if one of you, like, gets hurt or loses, right, which it has happened in the Walton tournament, I had to wrestle one of my really good friends, and He not intentionally, but he hurt me, and he felt so bad. But then we actually came back in the Sydney Walton duel, and we had to wrestle again. And it just was so hard because we're like best friends.
Right.
And I actually go practice with him at Jason Goldman's down in Endicott.
Yeah, that has to be so hard. You could have a friend, a best friend, and you kind of have to block all that out and find a way to compete. Have you had any advice for her on that, Coach? When, I mean, you've had it over your time.
Oh, absolutely. I used to wrestle my friends all the time. I mean, because we were from, like, I used to spend most of my summers down in Bainbridge.
Right.
And I used to wrestle Ricky Parsons and Dave Castle, kids that I grew up with, and we wrestled together our whole lives, and I'm still in contact with them today. It's been 30-some years, but when we went out on the mat, I whipped their, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And they respected me more, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they get it, but I'm getting my hand raised.
Right.
And that's what Bella has to do, you know? I mean, they're going to still be your friend, but it's about getting your hand raised. And that's what this sport is about. And a lot of kids, I mean, it's about winning. But like Tom Robertson always told us as our team, you know, don't pray to win, but just pray you'll do your very best. The kids have enough pressure alone to try to get there. But if you just do that, don't pray to win, but pray you'll do your very best. That's all we can ask of the kids. And a lot more people should look at it that way.
As a two-time state champ yourself, we talked about this last time you were here. We've seen a lot of wrestlers on the boys' side get to the state tournament, and it's like, whoa, we're in a big arena, the bright lights. It's a little different. What was your advice to Bella when you were going to the state tournament? Hey, we're going to be on the biggest stage. How do you tell one of your athletes to just do what they do every day?
Well, you know, like I said, it was our first year together, so we learned a lot about each other, and I did everything I could that Tom did for me when I went to the big show to try to make it comfortable and free for her to just wrestle, have fun. And I mean, and she did that. She's special. And at the end of that tournament, I had a coach come up to me and said, wow, I don't have any other word, but she's gifted. And how many state titles do you think she can? And my response was, however many Bella wants to win, she's going to win.
Right.
I mean, her grit and determination that weekend, like I said, surpassed ranks right to the top of some of the great boys that I coached. I mean, it was amazing.
Bella, where do you think your toughness comes from? Because I got to see you a few times this year, and you're tough. It can't be an easy thing. You can't teach toughness. I guess you either have it or you don't. Where do you think it comes from?
I've grown up hanging out around, like, boys. They're always rough. Just, I've played football since I was in kindergarten, so I've always just been around, like, roughness, being, like, rough, being tough. So I guess it just kind of comes from, like, being young, just being around certain people, just being myself, I guess.
That was going to be one of my other questions. I knew you were a football player. Is there a future with that still? Are you going to try to keep playing, or you're done?
No. Not if I can help.
No.
I don't want to risk any.
Right.
She's going to get a, I mean, it's early, but my vision for her for the future is to be the first six-timer section, and then a six-time New York State place, and then get a nice ride somewhere out west and wrestle at a D1 girls. So, I mean, the football thing for me, and I'm just coach, is like, hey, let's start maybe leaning away from that. I mean, whatever she wants to do. And I have a lot of boys that are motorcycle, they do motocross, and you know what I mean?
That, yeah.
And kids are kids, and they're going to do, and you know. But some of them that are gifted, like Bella, and you as a coach, you can see that they could get a scholarship and they could have a future in that sport. And it might be football, it might be basketball. You know, you just hold your breath and say, man, she's going to play football. Hope that knee holds together, you know.
Yeah, Bella, tell us about your knee injury. What happened there?
It was 2 years ago. My kneecap was popping out of place, just multiple times. It happened like 20 times in 1 year. It was getting to the point where I couldn't do it anymore. And it pretty much just happened over time. Like, it wasn't because of one certain thing, but it just was worn down from football and from wrestling. And we knew I had a future in sports. So we decided to just get it replaced and get it redone, and just get back to 100% before I could go somewhere else with sports.
Wow. So this was like fifth grade.
Yeah.
So by fifth grade, you've been so tough on your body that you have to have that knee surgery. That's wild. That's really wild. Did you play football this year?
Yeah, I did play this year, but I think I'm going to make the switch over to soccer this year because the guys are just getting so big, and I don't think I'm going to grow much more. And a lot of my friends play soccer, so I'm going to try out some more new sports this year and kind of lean off football.
Yeah, I didn't know, are you a softball player? Is there anything else you want to try sports-wise in Sydney?
Well, I'm not very talented in softball. Kind of can't hit the ball. But I'm going to try track this year with a couple of my friends. We're going to go out for track. And I'm just thinking it's going to get me in shape for wrestling. And then soccer, it's going to get me in shape. And it's all just going to help me out overall.
Is she a good runner, coach? We got a good track star here, too? Or what do you
think? Never really seen her sprint. I mean, we do a lot of running in the practice room, but I would go watch her for sure.
That's great.
I mean, our advantage for Bella, and I say that with a, I mean, she's a girl, okay? And to be successful and keep winning, and we're going to compete with the boys until the girls get really big and we have a girls' division right straight through. If we stay little and we stay light. Not that if she puts on 10 or 15 pounds, we get up at 120s or something. She's gifted. We're gonna win there. You know, we could have went to 100 this year and we would have won the states hands down. I think she would have pinned everybody. You know, I mean, one girl that we all know about, Charlie Wiley, she went to the boys' states this year and got on the podium, placed top six.
That's wild.
She was 39-1 going in, and Charlie's advantage is her mom and dad are real little. Her goal is probably to try to win the boys' states. I mean, she's amazing. She's that good. But in order for her to do that, she's got to stay little. Because let's face it, the boys, girls, their bodies are different, and she always is going to lose on the power end of it.
Right.
She
right.
competes. She's good enough to stay with them. You know, finesse-wise, the knowledge of the sport, she's that good. Bella's that good. I mean, we were 10-3 against the boys, but if we can stay little, that's where we're going to have an advantage.
So you're at 107, right, this
yes.
year?
Yes. And like I said, we're just learning about each other, so everything was new. I said, do you want to go to 100 or do you want to stay at 107? I said, I'm good with you staying at 107. You're a seventh grader. I knew we could win the section there. I didn't know so much about this. In the 107-pounders at the States, they were bigger than us, a few of them, you know? I mean, we were a little undersized there, but we wrestled well. She's very powerful. She uses her body really well, her body position. I mean, everything's there. But if we went to 100, we win that for sure.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about the future so far out, you know? I mean, it's like seventh grade, you got five more years. But in that 5 years, Bella, do you want to try to get to the boys' state tournament? Is that a goal of yours too?
Yeah, I really do want to go somewhere. Obviously with the girls, I want to grow in the girls, but I also want to grow in the boys because I think that would be really special if I got somewhere in the boys' division as well.
Is that a possibility, Coach? What do you think? I mean, you look at somebody Darren that just won... What, 110? Is that what he won?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's right here at home. We know what it takes.
Yes. I mean, there's no doubt that I think she could probably, in next year, being that our section did so well, we're going to be able to keep our top three. So top three will go to the States for the boys next year too. I'm sure she could maybe get out top three. But then again, my vision from the get-go was the first six-time girls section champ. So we would be going away from that.
True. Very true.
You know what I mean? And that's totally up to mom and dad and Bella. I mean, my vision was to be the first six-timer. We got the first one. We're not going to prove nothing beating the boys. It would be a great thing, like what Charlie wants to do. At the end of her career, She's going to go wrestle at a girls' division and continue to wrestle women. And then maybe we'll see Bella down the road representing our country on the Olympic team. But that's why I'm pushing for her. And I was at a banquet last night with Elena Gumbel and the Kraft girl. They're working out at Shenango Forks because her dad, Rick Gumbel, Elena's dad, runs a freestyle. They go out to Fargo for the freestyle in Greco. And that's what Bella's going to be doing if she goes to college in 5 years down the road. It's going to be all freestyle. So I want her to start learning that now. So when we get there, she's going to have it mastered and be hard to beat, man.
Bella, is it hard to think that far ahead, thinking 5, 6, 7 years down the road? Or do you think that's the plan that you have to reach your goals?
Yeah, I do think ahead because I overthink, like, everything. So I really do think, like, down the road what I'm going to do. And I also do that, like, before matches. I overthink the matches and know what I'm going to do going in. But for my future, I really just want to push myself in freestyle and folk style because all through high school I have to wrestle folk style. But then eventually I'm going to have to wrestle freestyle, and I think it would be really helpful if I did learn it now.
Coach, what's the major difference between the two styles?
Well, freestyle is a lot on your feet. They score it different. So, and there's a lot of cheap tilts, leg laces and front headlocks. A takedown's worth 1 point. And then there's a lot of cheap tilts. So if you're past 90 degrees, you're getting points.
Really?
There's no two count. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
It scores a lot different. But freestyle and Greco helps your folk style out 100%.
Right.
And that's why Rick Gumbel runs these clubs in the off season, and a lot of kids go do freestyle and Greco, like Tyler Ferrer and Ryan. They're big into that. So then when it comes folk style, man, it helps your whole mat awareness, your whole body positioning. Unfortunately, in the boys, when you go to college, you know, the D1s, it's folk style.
Right.
The girls is freestyle when you go to college. So that's why Bella's just got to kind of look at it. Okay, I got to learn this freestyle. I'm going to wrestle folk style all through high school. But then when I get my scholarship to go out west, it's all freestyle. And Tiana Savino, who was our last girl, she came home and did a camp at the school and was teaching freestyle. And a lot of our girls weren't familiar with that. Tiana's doing good. She helped our modified out all year with Austin Carr. And great, great girl, man, you know.
She was in Nebraska area?
Yeah, and she took a semester off, and she was substituting up at the school, so that's how she got in to help Austin. So, yeah, she's going to take a little breather and then go back at it.
That's a heck of a coaching staff, Austin, and having her there too. That's nice to have at the lower level.
Yeah, we had a lot of knowledge in the room. You know, my brother Mike was there every day, and of course, Sean LaRose does my computer work for me. His daughter Madeline wrestled on the modified. So Luke Higley's my assistant. I mean, we have a lot of knowledge in the room.
Bella, I'm always watching guys at tournaments, and they warm up forever, and they're bouncing all around, and everybody seems to have their own little unique thing that they like to do, whether it's listening to music or having a snack or anything. Like, do you have a pre-match routine that you like have to follow?
Yeah. When I get to the tournament, obviously weigh-ins, and then I like to go up after weigh-ins and get something to eat, something small, usually something with protein in it, something with, like, salt to get my body built back up. Then I go get my hair done, get it all braided. Then I go down and warm up at sectionals, I warmed up with Owen Mott. I love warming up with him. He's a great partner. Personally, I don't like warming up, like, right before my matches. Like, I don't like wrestling before my matches because it just tires me out. Like, obviously jumping around, getting your blood flowing before matches is always good. And for warm-ups, I just like to get my blood flowing, stretch out, just do a couple moves, get like in the flow. I don't really like to warm up too much because it just like drains me. Then I just don't want to wrestle. So I just kind of go through, do some flow in the moves.
I'm glad you brought that up about your hair because that's something that most boys don't have to deal with. What do you try to do with your hair to make it, I would assume it's you got to keep it pretty tight so that somebody, I guess, can't grab onto it. Am I right there? Like, what do you have to do to try to make it so it's not in your way?
Yeah, at tournaments, I get it braided. At least I try to get it braided every single tournament. And I usually have somebody there to do it. Like at States and at Sectionals, I had Rianne Kraft's mom do it. And then during the season, I had Kyla Mott do it. But for practice, I just have it in a ponytail and then just have to keep taking out, put it back up. It gets annoying, but.
One thing I noticed when I saw you this year is, you know, not that pink or whatever is a color specifically for a girl, but like your outfit had a little flair to it. Like I feel like your shoes had some different neon type colors. Like, do you try to add that little bit of flair into what you wear to be like, yeah, I'm a girl and I'm here and I'm ready to kick your butt. So
yeah, I like bright colors, and just I saw those shoes. We were going to buy some shoes, and I saw those shoes. I was like, Dad, I need those. Like,
yeah.
Those are mine. I need them.
I liked them. I liked them a lot. Coach, when you started having girls in the program, and you probably had girls in your youth coaching days as well, did you feel like you had to change your style, your approach? Were you thinking about that, or did you do what you've always done?
I'll be honest with you, when the girls started coming out more, and it was a few years back, we started seeing a few. I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't all for it. You know, I treated them just like the boys. Never really thought that it was going to be a sport for the women. And but as the years went on, I've really grown to respect what we have now. And I think it's going to be exciting for everybody. As far as we didn't have any girls in Sydney for a long time till Tiana. I mean, she was the first big one. And as a coach, if you're sending your boy out there and they're wrestling a girl, you tell them, don't treat them any different, you know? I mean, they signed up for it. This is what they want and, you know. But I'm a firm believer, going back to what you were asking Bella about getting ready. And as a coach, I noticed a big difference at the state tournament when her and Rianne warmed up. And they warmed up to where she was sweating and we started winning. So she says, well, I don't really like to, well, we train hard every day to get our lungs to where they need to be so you have that second wind in the third period. And a lot of the athletes, I want them to warm up. A lot of my kids are like, they just sit back there and it's like, come on, get yourself ready.
Right.
So you have that second wind when you need it. Get a little sweat going. And I always tell them, I don't care what you have to do to get yourself ready. Jam out to Metallica, bang your head off the wall. But when you come to that corner and I put your ankle band on and I look you in the eyes, I better see you're in another world for 6 minutes if it means that much to get your hand raised. And that's what I want, and Trevor Harrington got ready. I mean, he was pacing, he was listening to whatever, but when he came to that corner and I put his ankle band on and I looked him in the eyes, he was ready. He was going to do everything he could to get his hand raised. And to watch her at the States warming up with Rianne, that was the start of us coming back to third. And there was strategy. I mean, that Hannah McCarley had a beautiful, she was upper body, and she had a real good throw by. And she killed us with it in the quarters. So my game plan with Rianne was working on a setup and hitting a low single, because I knew Hannah was going to come and try to go upper body. And Bella hit that low single, took her down, and we took her out of her game because she wanted to go upper body with us and she wanted that throw by, and she hurt us with it in the first match. That's how she beat us.
Was it tough at States not maybe knowing what the opponent was going to bring because these were new girls? Did you have a chance to scout at all?
Absolutely, and I had my brother up top with Rob DeMott. So when me and Luke were down below with Bella, I told them, watch who we're going to get, you know. So they watched Hannah, you know. So you can scout a little bit, but again, like you said, it's new. You stick to your game plan. You know, you go out, you wrestle hard. You know, do the best you can do. But, I mean, after we wrestled her in the quarters, we knew exactly what we were going to see. not knowing we were going to come back and get her for third.
Right.
But
you were hoping.
Yeah.
Well, let me read off who you wrestled at states, and we could talk a little bit more about this, but it was all juniors and seniors, so it really impressed me. So your first match, and if I mess up a name here, feel free to correct me, but your first match, you take on a senior from Falconer out west in Brooklyn Prill. You beat her. Then you have the loss to Hannah McCarley from North Tonawanda. She's a junior. So then you go to the other side of the bracket and you pick up four straight wins. You beat Natalie Barrios, a junior from Waterloo. Then you beat Ashita Singh, a junior from Shen. Then you beat Grace York, a senior from Warrensburg, Lake George. And then the rematch, the third place match, again with Hannah McCarley, and you take third. So again, all juniors and seniors, and you find a way to get it done. Once you got back onto the other side of the bracket, Bella, I'll ask you this. Were you eyeing that third place? Like, that's my goal. That's what I have to get to.
Yeah, I really knew I needed to get there, or else I would have been so disappointed in myself. And being on the other side of the bracket doesn't always feel right, but when you get back into the groove of winning your couple matches in a row, you really get back and realize that I can do it and that you're going to do it.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. The semifinal consolation match with the Grace York, she was a stud. And Bella came off and said, I didn't think I was going to beat her.
Mm.
But she's really tough on top. And we took the girl down and we rode her out and pounded her. I mean, like I said, first year being with her, her grit and determination was amazing, you know.
Bella, do you have a favorite match from the state tournament and maybe a match that was your least favorite?
My favorite match was probably the third place match or one of the consies. It was against Natalie from Waterloo. It was probably because like it was a bunch of rolls and I've never really had a match with like a bunch of roll throughs, and it was kind of just we were kind of rolling the whole time, and it was really cool to just like rewatch the match and just watch how my body moved and was tweaked. But the third place match, probably because going through and watching how much differently I wrestled then than I did the first time that we wrestled, the time I lost, it was so much different of watching like how pumped I was and just getting down. Like I didn't have a bad mindset. I went in there knowing that I could beat her because I knew I could. Just going in there just with a great mindset. My least favorite match was probably my loss because nobody likes losing. But I knew that like that loss was really going to help me just come back with a great mindset and just come back and win it.
Coach, what was your message directly after the loss? When she comes off, oftentimes you guys get a chance to talk quick. You know, what was that message?
Well, I gave her her time. You never want to talk to somebody right after they lose. So I probably gave her like an hour, and then I went and found her, and I said, can I have, and her family got up, and I said, listen, you earned this spot. We have to come back and show everybody why you were chosen to represent Section 4 here. And like I said, being as young as she was rattled, but like I said, her grit and determination and how she came back and handled it. And I didn't know if she was going to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. I thought we were done.
Really?
And she got with Rayanne and they started working. I started seeing her mental part. And inside, I'm like, something special is going to happen.
Right.
So,
wow.
You know.
Coach,
one match at a time. You know, you never look ahead. And her and Rianne stuck to that plan. They both came back and took third. So they would work out for a good half an hour. They'd win one. And then I'd see them two like a half an hour, say, come on, you two yahoos, let's go. One more. And we'd win one more. Then we'd be in the Consi quarters and then the Consi semis. And I told Bella a little story back when I was in college. I lost my first match at the college nationals. And I won 7 in a row. And I came back for third. And I said to her, and guess who I wrestled?
Mm.
She said, the kid that beat you. And I said, yes. And guess what happened? You won. I said, yes. I said, make this dream come true.
Yeah, it was also, like, really crazy because me and Rianne, we both lost. We both won our first match, then we both lost our second match, and then we both came back and won four in a row, and we were both trying to win for third. We both got third at States, and then at Sectionals, we both wrestled to go for first. We both were in the finals. It was really cool when we went out. We went out for the finals, and they put you on, like, your own little team, and you go out there with that team. You want to shake your opponent's hand. And it was really funny because me and Ryan were on the opposite teams, so going out, like, against each other was just really funny.
Now, what weight class did she wrestle at States?
She was in the 114.
114. And she, where, if you said this before, I've forgotten. Is she local?
Yeah, she's from Owego.
Owego, okay. How did you connect with her to begin with? Through your club wrestling?
Yeah, it was like probably my first year. A bunch of my club members knew her pretty well. They were really good friends. And last year is when we really got close. It was at Mawa's. Her mom did my hair. And
she's a hammer. She's tough, man.
So it sounds like Section 4 has some real girls' talent here going forward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a really good showing. I mean, Bella and Rianne took third, and we had Sindoni from Tioga, who ended up winning it, and she's ranked in the country.
So you're telling me Tioga has tough boys and girls now?
Oh, yeah.
I got to live with this,
yeah.
too?
Yeah. And it's crazy, you know, at the banquet last night, I mean, they return everybody. They don't even have a senior. The Duncanson brothers are back. Caden Bellis is back. And they're all their football team that won the States in football. That's their wrestling team. You know, I mean,
they're losing three guys off that football team, and I don't think any of them were starters. So they're going to have their whole football team back. Their wrestling team just killed it. Their boys' basketball team just made the sectional final. I mean, that school is just golden right now.
And they're out in the country, man. A lot of farm boys. I mean... But they got a great, great coach. Chris Harrington's phenomenal. You know, they have a Finger Lakes wrestling club. All of them go to that. So,
Bella, what will you do this spring to keep training, working out? What's your plan?
Right now, I'm training to go to Niways. It's the youth state tournament. But since I placed in the high school states, I do have to wrestle in the 2004 bracket. It's like the G4, so it's seniors I could be wrestling again, which is nothing really different because they have to be from New York. So there's really going to be nobody better there than there was at the high school states. So I have a really good mindset right now going into that tournament. And then I have Mawa's. I have Bloomsburg, April 20-something. And then if I make it there, which I'm pretty sure they're bringing all the girls to Maryland. So Maryland is May 6th. Yeah, May 6th. I'm really excited to go to there again this year because last year I did really good there. In Bloomsburg, I got second to go to Maryland. The girl I lost to beat me again in Maryland for the first place match.
So you're looking to find her again this year, maybe?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that she's maybe the age group above me.
Right.
Because last year she was like cut in it to. She was like. She just had her birthday, but it just had, like, the cutoff line.
Right. No, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Is it frustrating for you that you don't get to wrestle anybody your own age? You're always wrestling girls who are 16, 17, maybe 18 in some cases?
I mean, yeah, it's frustrating, but it's also fun because the girls my age wouldn't give me as much competition as these other girls are. So it's really helping me out because I know in the long run it's just going to help me.
So as we start to hit the home stretch here, Coach, you know, how was this year for you as a whole? You have this great experience with Bella. You get some guys to go to the state tournament. The team had a lot of success. And you were telling me before, Sydney is the only MAC team left that isn't combined. So the tradition continues here in Sydney, and you guys are finding a way to keep it going.
Yeah, it's we started out with 15 kids and finished with 9. We had a couple injuries. Caden Higley had a knee injury that kind of hurt us. Corbin Cash got hurt at the class tournament. It's part of our sport. You take the lumps. We're small. We got a lot of talent, a lot of young kids. I said we got Bella as a seventh grader. I think we had 3 8th graders, 3 or 4 freshmen. We had some, a couple 10th graders. We had 2 seniors. We're young. They just need to lift, man. I mean, everybody that loses that's an underclassman usually loses on the power end of it. They understand the wrestling. They know how to wrestle, but we lose on the power end of it. So I really try to tell them lift in the off season.
No, it makes sense. And it's got to be so hard when you're out there and you know you have the technique, but you're just not strong enough. I mean, that has to be one of the most frustrating parts of the sport, right?
Right? And like you said, Bella's a seventh grader, 13?
12.
12.
I mean, if you're good enough to wrestle varsity, you can wrestle a senior. Lucas Mott, going to be a great wrestler, is a good wrestler, wrestling at 132 pounds, is an eighth grader, wrestling juniors and seniors all year, and we're losing on the power end of it, you know? So that's where you got to weather the storm and understand. And every time he came off the mat, I said, tell me. And he goes, I'm not strong enough. I said, okay, this is what we have to do in the off season.
Right.
And then you're going to get your hand raised more than you're not. We're losing on the power end of it. Everybody understands that. We have to lift. I mean, if you stay small, that's your advantage. Darren Florence, great, great, great wrestler, probably going to win his third state title next year. He's little. He'll probably repeat. He's not going to get any bigger. That's his advantage. I mean, a normal kid, like I started at 91s, went to 112, 126, and my junior, senior year, I was 132. I mean, we were probably too deep in the middle at 26 to 38. That's where you're usually 2 or 3 deep where you might have to have a wrestle off. The low weights and the upper weights are hard to find. And being that I'm Seoul, Sydney, not merge, we have low numbers, and it was hard for me to fill the weight classes. I mean, we competed in every duel. We had 6 duels. We were 1 and 5. I was given 24 points of forfeits. And we were losing 42 to, you know,
right,
28. Give me them forfeits back where I could have a kid and we're in that match. So you take the good with the bad, knowing that I had individuals that were going to perform well at the sectionals and qualify for the states, Trevor and Luke, Bella, but didn't have a good dual meet team because I didn't have the numbers. And that's where I bite. Take a step back and breathe and say, we're the only school that hasn't merged, and this is how I'm going to have to weather the storm, and hopefully more kids will come out.
And I don't know if this was by design, but when I came up to your match with Green Oxford, Trevor steps up a weight class and goes against Hunter Page. And great match, but he ends up losing. But it's like, would you rather him do that and have that experience and get that fire from that instead of just staying down and maybe picking up an easy win?
Oh, absolutely. And I always approach the kids that I ask.
Right.
And my kids, the unselfishness of our team all year, knowing we had small numbers going into duels, we bumped everybody up a weight. The parents and I explained that this is what we have to do to have a chance to compete, is everybody had to bump up a weight so we could fill them weight classes and not give up so many forfeits. And Trevor was good about always bumping the 89s, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we had 2 at 72, Dominic Karwowski and Trev. So one of them would go 89s, one would stay at 72s. Now, Hunter Page was at 89s for that duel, and Trevor said, I want him.
Yeah.
They wrestled the year before. It's only going to make better, Trevor. Get us ready for postseason. You know, all these tournaments that I bid on, and I changed our schedule. We're at the Windsor Christmas tournament now. We bid on the Southern Tier tournament. Team from Florida came up. Prep school, ranked 5th in the country. Them losses are only going to make you better to get you ready for postseason. I mean, some of our great ones at the Southern Tier, Darren Florence, Gianni Silvestri from Tioga, they're all defending state champs. They took losses at that tournament.
That's crazy.
And then, you know, they went back, they were ready. It's a good thing.
Yep.
It's okay to lose.
Coach, as I hit the home stretch here, we had talked before, and we've talked about this many times, that, you know, you kind of feel like maybe wrestling is a quote-unquote dying sport a little bit. Does having someone, this bright light, a seventh grader like Bella, do you feel like that puts any juice, any energy back into our area? Like, wow, I want to go watch this girl wrestle, or maybe I want to compete now. Maybe it inspires a younger kid.
Absolutely, and I think more, it's going to inspire some of the younger girls to make our girls' program get bigger. They look up to Bella, and they want to do this. And, you know, absolutely, it's a great thing. But more, I think it's going to inspire the girls. You're going to see this girls' wrestling take off. It already has. To see the state tournament and how many, they filled every weight class, and they had 16 girl brackets. I mean, that tells you that it's big enough in New York State now to we have our own state tournament, like all the high schools out west that were bigger early, and now we're getting it, you know?
I think the stat I saw said New York was like the 37th or 38th state to do it, and I was like, wow. Like, we're kind of on the back end of this. You would think, oh, we're doing this cool new thing. It's like, well, it's not that new.
Well, the numbers out, like Horseheads and Waverly and Tioga, like when we went to the Horseheads JV tournament, Horseheads had how many girls, Belle? They had like 15 girls on their varsity team. Oneonta has like
10
or 11.
Wow.
So they have big numbers, but they're bigger city schools.
Right.
You know what I mean? But out towards, you know, Newark Valley and Tioga and Waverly and Horseheads, they have a lot of girls that are already out. And I think it's just a matter of time before you see McNaught just had two girls join his modified. So
it's great.
I mean, you're going to see a couple here and there in our smaller schools, but the bigger schools are already seeing big numbers. So
Bella, since this is your first time coming on the podcast here, you have a long career ahead of you. I'm sure we're going to have you back several more times. Let's put it on the recording here. Maybe what your hopes and your goals are for the future. So someday when you're a senior, we can play this back and laugh a little bit and say, hey, you made it.
My hopes are to just be a six-time section champ and either a six-time state placer or a five-time state champ, which I really hope happens. That's my main one right now, is I wanted to be a six-time state champ, but that obviously can't happen. So now I'm trying for a five-time.
I love it. I hope we're sitting here in five more years listening back to that. It'll be great.
Yeah.
So we asked Coach last time he was here, and we'll see if he has any different answer. But Bella, we always wrap up with favorite local place to eat. What's your go-to spot? And, if you're traveling around for a tournament, if you like a Texas Roadhouse or something, you could say that. So what's your spot?
For a sit-down restaurant, probably Texas Roadhouse or just Applebee's, something like that.
Nice.
You can never go wrong with Texas Roadhouse rolls.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Those are the best. if you've been cutting a little weight or anything like that, like, and you get done with a tournament and you get a chance to really eat, like, what are you craving?
Oh man. I would usually love something fast to just eat, but sometimes I do enjoy sitting down so I can eat more. To sit down, probably Texas Roadhouse would be my favorite. But if I just want something fast, probably Burger King.
Yeah, there we go. Coach, I don't remember. I should have listened back. Do you have a favorite spot that you like to go here? Anything in town that you like?
I think I told you Texas Roadhouse, but I mean, in the last couple of years, me and my girlfriend, we head down to Jerry's Inn. And
yes, Jerry's.
A nice sports bar. I mean, the McPherson boys kind of, they follow everybody local, and their pictures and everything are up, and they usually have a TV going with, they show a lot of, you know, it's a pretty cool atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the food's good down there.
I might have to talk to them, Bell, because they have all the photos on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And what they've been doing is they wait until the kids graduate to put their photo on the wall. They're like, we don't want to, you know, anybody who's in school right now, we don't want to make anybody mad. But I'm going to be like, Bell's going to be in school for like the next 15 years here. We got to get her on the wall.
The McPherson's boys kind of carried over, and I told you I spent a lot of my summers down in Bainbridge, I grew up with the Parsonses. Well, Dave Parsons owned Jerry's.
Oh.
And that was our wrestling bar.
Really?
That was where, when I coached in Bainbridge with McNaught for all them years, when we'd go to a tournament and go away, we'd all come back and we would have the restaurant area.
Nice.
And Dave had all the section and state champions from over the years all on the wall.
Really?
So he was kind of more wrestling.
Yeah.
And the McPherson boys opened it up to everything.
To everything.
So they kept it a sports bar restaurant. You know what I mean?
Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's nice to see that place alive again.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's great. Well, Coach, I can't thank you enough. And we'll definitely do this again down the road. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bella, awesome to have you in here today. We'll be following you. Good luck this summer and keep us posted on how you're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap up episode 210 today here on the Nate Law Podcast. You can go back, you can listen to Coach's interview the first time he was on. We've had several other wrestlers in here as well and want to continue to try to do more with that going forward. So, all right, we'll see you again soon on the Nate Law Podcast.
You've been listening to the Nate Law Podcast. Download each new episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.